Blog Talk Radio.
The time, see, God already told about the story before he put the story into place, amen. You know, it's kind of like a play, you know, when you, before you go out and, before the movie comes out, the movie has already been written. How about somebody, amen? Before you see the movie on TV, it was written way before it came out of the mind of somebody, didn't it, amen? Came out of the thoughts from somebody, the movie. And when you see the movie, that means the movie is already was finished before you see the movie. But what am I trying to say here? We're talking about predestined. I'm saying God already knew everything. You sitting right here right now, the movie had already been written about you. Everything has already been written. All prayers has already been answered, amen. You're not, you know, a lot of times we think that we're waiting on God to answer the prayer, but your prayers was answered before the foundation of the world because he wrote the thing before he started the thing. He already knew who was going to fall. You know, when you go to the movie, we already know who's going to fall out, who's going to get killed off. And, you know, back in the day, if a brother was on there, you already know he's going to get killed first. You didn't even have to worry about that. He wasn't going to even finish the movie. But thank God that God is not like that, amen. Hallelujah. Thank God that God has no respect to a person, amen. That what he's done for one, he'll do for the other one, amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And so therefore, when you set up and ask God for something, whatever God did for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's going to do for you, amen. Whatever God did for David, he'll do for you, amen. Because what? He has no respect to a person, amen. So God didn't write you out of the movie because you're still here. That's the only reason you're still here, because God wanted you to be in, amen. He hasn't taken you out yet. But here it is. We got to have confidence. What does it say, Sister Faith?
That you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God.
Uh-huh.
14. And this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
Mm-hmm.
And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him.
And so here he said we can be confident in God's provision, amen. That whatever God, whatever it is that you have asked God for, you can have confidence that you're going to get it, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's something, see, when I'm walking, even when you're praying, you know, you can have confidence even in your prayer, amen. You got to stop. You got to stop letting the devil tell you God is not hearing your prayer. You know how we get sometimes. Just because things don't come to pass when we think they ought to come to pass, just because it don't happen when we think it ought to happen, it does not mean that God didn't hear you.
Amen. That's right.
Why would he write here? You can have confidence if you ask anything according to his will, we know he heard us because it's already been written, it's already been given, it's already done. And somebody said, well, Jesus knows what you need before we ask. That's what he said?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He already knows what you need.
Amen.
But the whole good thing about it, he's already provided everything you need.
That's right.
Amen. It's not a matter of the prayer is not being answered. It's the matter of getting a prayer from, you got to get the prayer from heaven to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, amen. Sometimes the answer is held up in between the heavens coming down, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we look at the example of Daniel, amen, the first day, he said, the first day you prayed, I heard you, amen. It wasn't that the prayer wasn't answered, but it was the thing about pulling the prayer from heaven to the earth. This is why we pray, what? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, what? As it is in heaven, amen. It's already been loosed in heaven, amen. I've got to loose it and draw it in and bring it to the earth.
Amen.
I got to bring it to me. I got it, but I got to draw it in to me. And see, this is what God said. When you pray, you just got to keep praying until you draw it unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Bible talks about importunity. Importunity when I don't stop. I don't stop begging. I don't stop asking. I don't stop seeking. I don't stop knocking. What? Until the until it comes, amen. Praise God. And so this is why you got to have confidence. You know, God would answer, but you quit too early.
Amen.
The Bible says, be not weary in well doing, for you want to reap if you don't faint, amen. In other words, if you don't quit, your prayer that you pray is going to come to pass, amen. And you need to have confidence and be able to stand on it. I pray. I ask God about it. I ask God for it. I believe God's going to do it. And I'm going to stand right here and continue to claim it and pray about it until it happens.
Amen.
Most of the time we give up.
Mm-hmm.
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 When you give up, you don't get it. You know, a quitter never wins. And a winner never quits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we going to be the ones that never quit? Amen.
That
God said for us not to quit, that we are winners. We are more than conquerors, amen. We have the victory, amen. And I'm not going to quit until I get the things that God said that I can have. What? I can have whatever God says I can have. I can do whatever God says I can do. What? By the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
See, it's only the devil tell you what you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
God always tells you what you can do, amen. This is why when we quote the scripture, I can do all things through what?
Right.
Through the Christ that strengthens me, amen. I can overcome this thing because what? I got some strength in me now, amen. I got the Holy Ghost in me now. I can endure this thing because what? I got the Holy Ghost in me right now, amen. I can overcome this habit I got. I can overcome this sickness I got. Everything that I'm facing, I can do it because what? God gives me the strength to do it, and I got confidence in his ability.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Huh? How many got confidence in God's ability?
Amen.
Somebody say, I got to believe that God is able.
He's able.
Is he able? Amen.
He's able
to do anything. Amen. He's able to do above all that I can ask or think. So God can even go above my own thinking and do some things for me that I wouldn't have even thought about. You know, even when we weren't thinking about God, God was still thinking about us. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, he kept us when you was dong and acting crazy, amen. He kept you, amen. He kept you, amen. He didn't have to do it, but he was looking out for you right then, amen. When somebody said, when I almost got killed yesterday walking across the street, there was somebody there that kept me right there, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So when somebody told me to stop, you know, and I was going to get ready to move, somebody said, don't go right now, you see. That was God looking out for you, amen.
Amen.
He's always been watching over you, amen. And so now, whatever it is that you're facing, he said, if you ask anything according to my will, I hear you.
Yes.
Now I can have confidence in my prayer now. You're praying for your son. You're praying for your daughter. You're praying for yourself. You're praying for success, you know. Because God is the one who gives us success, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What did he say? I give you power to get well. I mean, why would God give you power to get wealth and didn't want you to have none? The wealth of the righteous is laid up in the hands of the sinner. I want my money out the hand of the sinner. That money don't belong to them, belong to me. Huh? Is that right? God said we're supposed to be the head, not the tail, didn't he? And why folks want to tell you you're supposed to be on the tail? And God gave you the ability to get wealth, amen, and said, I'm going to bless you, amen. You're going to be above and not beneath, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And not only with Abraham, we got the blessing of Abraham that's come upon us through faith, amen. Abraham was blessed tremendously, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And why somebody going to tell you can't be blessed, amen?
Mm-hmm.
That's the devil talking, amen.
Amen.
Amen. He don't want you to take, he know he got it, but he know it don't belong to him, amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to be confident in God's ability, amen, that God can take what they have in their hand and give it to you. What did he say? I give you houses that you didn't build. I give you vineyards that you didn't plant. And that's what he was telling them when they was going into the promised land. I'm going to give you houses that you didn't build. I'm going to give you vineyards and things that you didn't plant. You're going to a land of milk and honey, a place of milk and honey. Everything going to be provided. The grapes so big, amen, it took. It wasn't like the little grapes we get today in our hand, but it's a big cluster. It took two men to put it on their shoulder to carry the grapes. They were so big and juicy, amen, coming out of the promised land, amen. What am I trying to tell you? God has a blessing for you, amen. And you can't let the devil steal your blessing and take your blessing. You got to have in confidence in God's ability. And whatever God gave to somebody else, you'll get the same thing to you.
Amen.
That's what confidence is all about, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he will.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he will, amen. The Hebrew boys have to believe that he will, right, amen? They have to have confidence, amen. Somebody said he will, amen. Hallelujah. He said, even if you put me in the furnace, I believe he's able to deliver me, amen. He's able.
Right.
See, they believe in his ability, amen. You know, they never would have went to the furnace if they hadn't believed in God's ability. Come on, amen. They believe God was able to do it, amen. But they would have yielded to the king's command, but they believed that God could deliver them, amen. He said, yeah, God's going to deliver us out of your hand, amen. Hallelujah. You see, his ability. See, if you don't have that kind of faith to believe in God's ability, you would yield, you would buckle under anything that come against you is because you don't have no confidence in your God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
They would have stood up to the king if they hadn't had confidence because they would have been looking at the power of the king and not looking at the power of the God. And they would have buckled under this thing, amen. But I'm trying to tell the saints of God, amen, you need to have confidence in God's ability. He's able to deliver you out of it, amen. Stop giving in to the devil. Tell the devil tell you that you can't do it, amen. Have confidence in. That's what he said. You can have confidence in your prayer, amen. All the saints, have confidence in your prayer. Believe that they'll come to pass, amen. Why? Not because you're going to do it, but because God's going to do it. Amen?
Amen?
So this is what walking with God is all about, having faith. Having faith, amen?
Yes,
to do what's right instead of what's wrong, amen? I'm going to refuse what's wrong to do what's right. I got to have, you have to have confidence to do that sometimes, amen? Because what's coming against you in these last days is that the enemy, amen, is going to try to make you accept what's wrong for what's right. They're already doing it, amen. So you're going to be put up against the wall in these last days, amen. Amen. You're going to have to call him Shirley when you know his name is Larry, amen. And then if you don't call him Shirley, you're going to have confidence to still call him Larry, even though that he's telling you you're going to call him Shirley. And they're here to make you do it because that's what it means. They're going to get you to bow down to, that's bow down to the devil there, amen. And you're going to have to stand up in these last days. What's right is right. I'm not going to turn my back and say it's wrong. I mean, what's right is wrong, amen? It's coming to that point in these last days. You're going to have faith to stand up for God.
Amen.
No confidence, you ain't going to stand. You're going to give in. Amen. Things they're going to make you do. If you don't have the faith, you won't be able to stand. Antichrist already worked. Antichrist spirit already do yet work. Now work. It's working right now. Working right now. Antichrist spirit to get you to turn your back on God. Amen. Keep you to turn away from the commandments of God to get you to do something else. We've got to stand in these last days. Amen.
Amen.
Antichrist. Anything that's antichrist is anti-God.
Right.
Everything is anti-God these days. Have you noticed that way the world is today? Everything is anti-God.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe, if you say you don't believe in abortion, and then you're what they call a heretic or something, they call you some name, amen. You say you don't believe in homosexual man, two men get married, that all of a sudden that's bad. All of a sudden that's bad. That's a bad thing if you don't believe that. What do they call you? You're homophobic, amen. Homophobic, amen. All these things coming against the saints of God to get you to yield, get you to buckle down, to get you to doing some of the things, the same thing they doing. And it's drawing the saints of God is being drawn into this, amen, is because they won't stand for what's right. You're being drawn into this. Saints, preachers who didn't believe in it a long time ago is doing it to go along with the amen. And all these women preachers, amen, they definitely married women. You know, they performing weddings. bowing down to the things of the enemy, amen. Well, when are we going to start standing up for God, what's right, amen? This is why it takes faith to stand up for what's right, stand up for God. So God said we need to have confidence in, if we don't have no confidence in God's deliverance, if you don't have no confidence and faith in God, how are you going to stand, amen? If you can't run with the footness right now when things going pretty good, how are you going to run with the horses? If you can't stand up right now for the small things, amen, how are you going to stand up for the big things if you don't have no confidence in God?
Amen.
See, they're always going to persuade you or give you a reason not to trust God. They're going to find all kind of reason for you not to trust God. Amen. Let's go to the book. I believe I want the book of Philippians, I believe. To give you a reason not to trust God. But we want to try to give you a reason to trust God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I think it's chapter 4. Yeah, that's it. Philippians chapter 4. Amen. I guess I could quote it, but amen. So we're just going to read it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about confidence. Amen. 4:19. Philippians 4:19. See, we got to get confidence in God. What does that say?
But my God shall supply all your needs.
But my God shall what?
Supply all of your needs. According to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Yeah, he's going to supply all of your needs. Amen. You have to, see, if you don't believe your needs is going to be provided, then you're going to buckle under the hand of the enemy because, you know, you're going to be looking at what he can give you and not what God can give you. Amen. Come on. We got to be looking at what God can do for us and not what man can do. Our confidence can't be in the president. Amen. Our confidence can't be in the government system because they're going to take you down. Amen. The government system is going to change on you. Amen. But pretty soon the government system is going to be against you rather than for you. Amen. And then if you look into the government for everything and not look to God for the things that you need, you see, you got to have confidence in God to be able to stand up against the government itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because your government is going to be what you call the tyranny, tyrants. Your government is rising up against you today. Because they're anti-Christ, they're becoming anti-God. A nation that one time we say that it was a nation under God, but I doubt it. I know that's what they said, but it ain't never act like it's been a nation under God, because if it was a nation under God, we all would be warned. There wouldn't be all this prejudice and stuff going on if it was a nation under God. Amen? Praise God. It might be a nation under religion. Amen? It's religion that always start wars against one another. It's not God. It's not salvation, amen, that they stood up for. You see, in salvation, we're not warring against one another. There's no man that's against one another in salvation, but always in religion has always put one odds against the other one. That's what religion does, amen. You're at odds with each other. You're going to be at odds with me. That's religion. When we realize we got salvation, we're not at odds with one another. We're for one another, amen. We're supposed to come together with one another, amen. We're supposed to be helpers one to the other, amen. Even you're not even at war with your enemies on salvation, amen. You're at war with your enemy on the religion. You see, that is what's going on in the world today. We got all this religious stuff going on and no salvation, amen. What about the religious stuff going on, amen? When we got all these different denominations, we all against one another. Religion. Mm-hmm. I won't go to church with you. Religion. I don't like you, amen. You're my enemy. And we got to get away from this religious stuff. And even with us, we got to stop being religious. That's religion. That's not the salvation of the Lord. God is not prejudiced against anyone. Amen. Praise God. God died for the whole world. Didn't he not? He died for the whole world. He didn't just die for you, amen. And then if we're going to get rid of our religious ideals and things, we've got to serve one another. You know, nobody likes to be a servant no more, amen. Everybody wants to be served. Nobody wants to do nothing these days, amen. Nobody wants to do nothing in the tree. Won't even sweep the floor up. A servant. Won't clean the paper up. Won't pick up nothing. Amen. Always want to be served. Amen. That's not the way God wanted us to be. Always looking for somebody to do something for you, and you're never doing anything for us. Religion. We say we have salvation, but we're just religious. We just got a bunch of scriptures, amen, and we read them and quote them, and we ain't doing none of them. No faith in this. All you got to do is throw a hat at somebody, and they won't come tomorrow. Religious. Come on, y'all. Are you with me today, amen? No confidence in that God's going to bless me for this, amen. See, if I was confident that in serving, God will bless me in my serving, amen, I would be willing to serve at all time because I realize that when he comes, he's going to say, well done, my good and faithful service. But if you wasn't serving, how is he going to tell you, well done? And you didn't do that.
All right.
This is what church has become today. Amen. Nobody wants to serve. Nobody wants to wash each other's feet. You know, Jesus says, if I'm your Lord and Master, and I will get down and wash your feet. Can't you do somebody else like that? Do you have confidence in God's ability? Amen. If you believe God's going to bless you for this, and he said, I'm going to bless you for this, amen. And then do you have enough confidence to believe God enough to receive a reward? Hebrews 11 and 6, he that cometh to God must believe that he's a reward of them that diligently seek him. And then when you come seeking God, you must believe he's going to give you what you ask for. He's going to do what he said he's going to do. But if you don't have no faith, you can't come to God, and you won't do these things because you don't believe you're going to get rewarded for it. Because if you believe you're going to get rewarded for it, you will be running to do the things of God. Not being held back, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it gets you upset with sometimes. You just hear everybody saying stuff and no service to them. I ain't asked you to serve me. But if not, then it'd be good to say, well, here, Pastor, here's a glass of water. Everybody wants to be served. Never serve nobody else, you know. People don't serve nobody no more. It used to be you couldn't get in anything unless you served somebody. You couldn't go to the army at first unless you served somebody first. You had to be the both private first. You didn't just go up in ranks. You have to learn how to honor the man at the bottom to work your way to the top. Now everybody just come in. Don't do that. Don't say, I ain't never served. Jesus didn't even come in that way. Jesus came down and submitted himself to John the Baptist as a servitude. And he was the highest of the highest. And he submitted himself to John. But nobody do that no more. Nobody serve. Don't serve the pastor. Don't serve the body. Don't serve nobody but yourself. Why is it that? I don't believe in God's provision. I made you a servant, amen. You a servant. Do you realize?
Mm-hmm.
I think when we get to the scripture, let this mind be in you that was also what? In Christ Jesus, who made himself of no reputation but became what? A servant. Here's the Most High coming down to the earth to serve because he believed his reward was in serving, amen?
Mm-hmm.
See, when you believe in God's provision, you believe your reward is going to be in serving. Amen?
Amen.
Well, we got to change what we're doing and the way we've been acting and stop playing, amen? If we're going to do the things of God, we got to serve somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah, serve Elijah. Elisha, serve Elijah. Amen. He didn't just jump in there. No, he served somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We don't believe in that no more. And we talk about the will of God. You have the will of God. You didn't serve nobody. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? See, you don't believe in God for me. See, everybody that went up, even Jesus served the Father, amen. He didn't just, he came here as a servant, amen.
Amen.
He came here to humble himself because, you see, your pride is still in the way. See, a lot of us are still full of pride. See, if you haven't been a servant, you're still prideful. you still got a lot of pride in you. You won't serve nobody. Amen. You won't submit to nobody because you got a lot of pride. You think you're somebody. Amen. You think you're something. Mm-hmm. And the reason you think you're somebody or think you're something, and so everybody come to you to serve you, but you never serve nobody. Even Jesus didn't do that. Are you with me today? See, when we learn how to be served, I wrote something down today. Let me see whatever. When we learn how that God rewarded how to be a servant, this is number one thing. Let me show you what servant do when you learn that. The first thing, when being a servant gives you purpose.
Okay.
See, a lot of us don't have purpose, amen. See, being a servant gives you purpose. I got something to do, amen. I'm going to serve somebody, amen, today, amen. I'm going to serve somebody. You got purpose in life. See, people who don't serve don't have no purpose in life.
Okay.
They just go out and do anything, no purpose in it. We shouldn't be doing anything that doesn't have purpose in it. Are you with me today, amen?
Amen.
You shouldn't be doing anything without purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in God has got purpose in it, amen? God doesn't do anything without purpose. He doesn't even let anything happen without purpose in it, amen? This is why we say what? Romans 8:38. All things work together for what? The good. Everything that you're going through, he said, there's purpose in that. I allow that to happen for purpose. When you're a servant, it gives you joy. You know, you wonder why you're so sad. You don't serve nobody. Because you get joy. You get joy out of serving people, doing things to people, amen? People wonder why you're so happy, amen? Because you got joy, because you are a servant to somebody, amen? And that's one thing we don't like to do. Well, we were prisoners. We were prisoners for how many years? We was in the cotton field. But where you was working, you really wasn't serving him. You were just a slave, amen? He was a slave. But you get joy out of serving, amen? I get joy out of helping people and serving people. I get joy out of that. Somebody might wonder, what about, well, I'm being fulfilled. You see, a lot of you are not being fulfilled because, see, you don't believe in servanthood.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to believe in God's servanthood, then you're going to be fulfilled out of these things that you do when you learn how to serve, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Because what? See, when you're serving, you believe that God is the one going to provide you. God's going to provide for me, and I'm going to provide for something else, somebody else, amen. You see, what does he say? He gives seed to the sower.
Right. Right.
I believe that 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, he gives seed to the sower, and what? Bread for the eater. In other words, you see, you realize why God is not supplied, because you are not serving, you're not sowing seed, and if you're not sowing seed, you're not reaping harvest. See, if I believe in God's provision, I'm going to sow some seed. I'm going to serve somebody, amen. I'm going to do something good for somebody. When I do something good for somebody, and then what? That blessing is going to come back to me, amen. Give, and it shall be what? Given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, shall men given to your bosom. It means that if I serve you, then God's going to call somebody to what? To serve me, amen. And as I give to you, amen, God's going to call somebody. See, when we believe in God's provision, we don't mind doing these things because we realize there's a reward in these things.
Amen.
When Jesus come back, well done, my good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
When are we going to wake up and start serving? Rather than just want to serve. You're going to sit down to the table always to eat. But you don't care what number somebody else eat or not. See, God said, when you put other people first, I put you first. When you do for somebody else first, I always have you to be first, amen. That's what you believe in this provision. See, you can't have faith to do that without what? Believing God's provision. I serve it. I serve it much what? Being a servant reduce stress. Some of us is just stressed out. Not knowing that you can reduce your stress by serving somebody else. Is that a good way to do it? A lot of these things can be worked out, amen, that we're going through. We don't have to be stressed out all the time. But if we would just do what God said, there won't be no stress on you, amen. Because, you see, when you're serving somebody else, that means I don't have my mind on myself, amen. I've got my mind on somebody else. So I don't have no problems as long as I'm taking care of somebody else's problems.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the reason you got so many problems is because you just think about self. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You're not thinking about other people.
Mm-hmm.
And all of your thoughts is on you. Me, me, I. And all, that's all your life is about. Me, I, not about other folks.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you become a servant, like Jesus said, the focus leaves you. And your attention is on somebody else, so I'm not stressed out over you. And I'm not going to be stressed out over myself because I'm not thinking about me. Hmm? How are y'all with me today, amen? I'm talking about the saints of God. We got to change our attitudes. Our attitudes been messed up, amen. We want to know why we are not being fulfilled and why we are so stressed out is because you only think about you. Amen. They say you live longer when you serve somebody else.
Amen.
Wonder why our life's so short. You don't serve nobody. All you do, a little slumber, a little sleep, a little folding of the hand. We sit back and sleep ourselves to death.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wonder why our life became short. Is because we wasn't thinking about nobody but ourselves and our own sleep. No servant. Are you with me today, amen? I mean, I know you ain't shouting and all that, but I'm telling you what's right, amen.
Huh?
Live longer. When you got something to do, you got purpose in life, you live longer. When you got something to wake up for every morning, you live longer, amen. When you don't have no reason to get up in the morning, amen, you just lay there and sleep all day.
Because
mm-hmm. you don't have no purpose in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have no goal. You know you don't have no goal because there'll be something you'll be trying to reach. There'll be something you'll be trying to get. You'll be striving for something, amen. So put some servanthood in your life, amen.
Amen.
Go out and serve somebody. Do something for them. It ain't nothing but slap them inside the head. Okay, who?
Dreaming.
but are you with me, though? You see what I'm going with? See, God is trying to get you to live long when we talk about he promised us long life, amen. Long life I'll give you, amen, if you would just obey me, amen. And see, if we don't obey that, we wonder why our life gets cut off short. It's because we're not doing what God said tell us to do.
Amen.
Well, I'm not serving the devil. No, you serve yourself. The devil. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I told y'all that story about the devil, didn't I? Did I tell you the story about they had the devil's funeral?
Yeah.
No, you ain't heard that stuff. Well, I can tell it again, amen. The preacher had the devil's funeral, amen. And he put a casket. He got a casket, and he brought the casket to the church and laid it out in front of the thing. He got him to preach the devil's funeral. Then he told everybody, I want all of y'all to get up and go see the remains. And so he opened up the casket, and he put a big old mirror right there in front where the man would have been laying there. There was a mirror there, amen. And he said, I want you to see the devil's remains. And everybody walked in. And when they looked down in the casket, they saw a reflection of themselves. He said, that's the devil's remains right there. That's the devil's remains, amen. Come on, if you want to live longer, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. Servant, being a servant. No, Jesus said what? You got to humble yourself and follow me, amen. See, servanthood gives you humility. Come on. Amen. Humility, humility. See, people who don't serve don't have humility. They, like I said, they walk around in pride. And Jesus tried to make an example. He said, now, listen, I'm your Lord and Master, but I want to take you to this towel, amen, and sit down and begin to wash the disciples' feet. I'm the Master now. I'm your Lord and Master, but I want you to know what humility is, amen. And so he got down, and he was the king. He was the Lord himself, amen, who made himself no reputation, amen. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God, amen. But yet he got down in humility to begin to wash the disciples' feet, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He humbled himself and became a servant. He said, I didn't come here, amen, to be served. I came here to serve, amen.
Amen.
Because he realized there was a reward in serving, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He went through what he went through. He said, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, amen. See, he was being rewarded something for doing what he did, you see, because he believed in that he was going to be rewarded for what he did. So he was able to go through what he had to go through because he looked at the reward that he's going to receive, amen. You see, you got to be humble enough to realize that for what you go through, there's a reward for the things that you're going through. And with faith, you have enough faith to stand to do it. Why? Because of the reward. And that's what God's trying to say to us today, amen, that you're going to be rewarded for what you do, amen, amen, as a servant, amen, as a servant. I'm a servant, amen. Let the one who is great among you, let him be your minister, but let the chiefest among you, let him be your servant. See, a lot of times the pastors and preachers want to be served.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why you all, well, Pastor, you don't have to be doing this. I mean, you're the pastor. Well, I'm a servant. I don't mind getting up helping somebody, amen. I don't mind doing the little things that need to be done because I get joy out of that thing for doing it, amen, because I realize who I am, amen. I'm not here to be served. I came to serve, amen. And then see, is that what you come for? Did you come to be served or did you come to serve, amen? Did you come to do something for somebody, or you just came with your hands out? See, this is what it takes to walk with God, amen. It's not all about all the other stuff, but where's your humility? Why's it got to be you all the time? Why you got to be in such a pride for state all the time? Why you can't be humble? Why you got to fight for yourself all the time? No humility, you know. People who got to fight for themselves all the time and feel they got to stand up for themselves all the time, they're people, though, who don't have humility. People that have humility don't fight for themselves. People with humility allow God to do the being for them, amen. You know, we got to sing that song, Victory Gonna Be Mine If I Hold My Peace, The Lord Will Fight My Battle. Victory, victory shall be mine. Say, shut up! Hold your peace. You sing the song all the time, but you're the first one. Soon as something come out, you got something to go back. Just like a little feist. You know, y'all those little feist. A little feist. What you call them little things? The smallest little dog, you know, Chihuahua and all them. Boy, they got the biggest mouth going. If he tried to bite your leg, and can't he get the mouth around your pants? But they be trying. Be pulling on your leg, and the little smallest thing got the biggest mouth. And the one who knows who he is, the big old dog walk around, he just look at him and keep walking, amen, because what? He knows who he is, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. What am I trying to say, amen? When you know who you are, amen, you don't have to make a lot of noise, amen, to be who you are, amen. Because what? God does my talking for me.
Right now.
Hallelujah. God does my bidding for me. So I don't need to be doing a lot of talking. Amen. Praise God. But when we think about somebody being a servant, what does a servant do? A servant what? He makes a difference in somebody else's life.
Okay.
Huh?
Amen.
You see, you can always make a difference in somebody else's life. Amen. You see, when you believe in God's reward, you believe that if you make some difference in somebody else's life, God's going to make a difference in your life. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, this thing is not something that you have to do. This is something that you decide to do. Amen. Praise
mm-hmm.
God. Amen. God wants you to do this out of your own will, not that he's forcing you to do these things, but it's things that you do out of your own will, not that you have to be made to do it. Yeah, our thing, we always want to twist on to make you do something, but God don't want to make you do anything. Amen.
Amen.
He, if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. So God said, I just want you to be willing and obedient to do it. Amen. Why are you going to do it? I'm going to do it by faith because what? I believe in God's provision.
Mm-hmm.
What I do, I'm going to be rewarded for it.
Amen.
Not only in this life, but also the life that has come.
Yes.
I'm going to get a reward. Amen.
Thank
you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a crown of rejoicing. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a crown of glory. Amen. You see, God wants to give you some crowns. Amen. But what you do here in your servanthood, it depends on what you're going to get there. I mean, just let me in, Lord. If I'm just a sweeper in the kingdom, just let me in. Amen. Praise God. If I got to be the doorkeeper, that's all right. Just let me in. Hallelujah. If you don't put nothing on my head, just keep me from the fire. Praise God. Amen. Keep me from the fire, Lord. See, that's what it's all about. Amen. Keep me from the fire. I just want to get in. Amen. Make a difference. What else? Servanthood gets you the chance to use your gift. Use your gift.
Amen.
Some people are gifted to serve.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't mind doing it. But Tommy don't mind doing things. You know, if he come in, he see some paper down the floor, he get the back and clean out. He see the trash need to be taken out. He gonna get the bucket and empty the paper and put another bag in there. And throw the bag on back of his pickup. Amen. Don't mind doing stuff like that. Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Well, Pastor, you need some help. What you need to what you need? I mean, he don't mind doing that. Amen. A servant. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mind helping somebody. Amen. When they need it. Just come right in. You don't have to ask him. Well, will you pick up the paper there? He's already got the bucket up. Amen. And then we have people come in. They see paper all over the floor. Won't even stoop down to pick it up. Don't have the spirit of a servant in them. We've got to get the spirit of a servant in this church, amen. When people come in, you got to be willing to serve people when they come in. You know, you go to other folks' church, they don't. We go to some people's church, you have to see how they people get up and make sure you got what you need. When things need to be done, watch the people get up, not the pastor get up. Watch them get up and serve, because they got a spirit of a servant, amen. I want to get this church. We got to have a spirit of a servant, because, you see, when you serve people and the people watch the way you serve, people will come. People will come because they see there's a spirit that you have within you, amen. If you got a spirit just to sit back and look mean and stand up, nobody wants to come in among that. They want to come in the people that are godly people, you know. Not just saying they're godly, but acting like they're godly. Doing the thing of a godly person, amen. Well, we got to change our attitude here. Come to serve. Be faithful. Here it goes again. If you be faithful doing a few things, I'll make you rulers over much. So, you know, I try to be faithful. I believe in being faithful. If this is what I'm doing, I'm going to be faithful to it. If nobody comes but me and Sister Pace, I'm going to be here. I don't care if you don't show up. That's you. I'm not looking for no reward from you. You can't send me to heaven. You can't give me no joy. You can't give me no peace. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You can't fulfill my life. Come on, somebody, amen. Because only God can fulfill my life. So if I was looking at it from you, I'd be messed up. If I was looking at your faithfulness, I'd be messed up, amen. I got to a place, you know, somebody said, well, Satan, okay. But what do you mean, okay? Well, they ain't giving me no joy or peace. If they don't come, that's them. If they don't feel that the word said, forsake not to assemble yourself together at the mount of some is, if they don't think that scripture is right, then let them follow that, do what they want to do. I can't make you do nothing. Are you with me? I can't make you come. I ain't going to be trying to call you every week. I ain't going to do that. If you don't have no incentive in yourself to want to do it yourself, if God can't get you to do it, well, what do you think I can do? Where's your Holy Ghost? You're supposed to have the Holy Ghost too, amen. So where's your Holy Ghost? Well, I speak in tongues. Yeah, okay. I got the Holy Ghost. I'm headed. Okay, well, do what the Holy Ghost tell you to do. I mean, you're not being obedient to it even though you got it. You're rebelling against it. And you want to claim all the blessings of God, but yet you don't do nothing to receive them. I'm on the wrong spirit today, Lord Jesus. I'm supposed to be on this type of spirit today. I'm supposed to have a happy message today. Amen. Are you with me today? I'm talking about the church here, amen. When are we going to become faithful to this? When people see you faithful, they'll become faithful. You come because God said he'll bless you if you come. I might not be the one bless you. You see, if you're looking for me to bless you, you're looking to the wrong one. I'm not your blesser. I can't reward you anything. See, when you got faith in God, you do it because God said do it, not because I say do it. If you're serving God now, amen. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people serving the man. They're not serving the God, amen. Well, you know, I don't want to go to that church because, that don't feed me enough. You ain't obeying what you already know. But you're going to get some more for. You went somewhere else, you're still shacking up. You went somewhere else, you're still committing adultery. You went somewhere else, you still committed fornication. So what good did the work, what good did change and going somewhere else do, and you weren't doing what this person told you to do? What good was that? You went to another, I'm going to Jake's church. They could be no doctor on that too in fornication.
Amen.
Yeah, Jake got a message. What you got to, if you listen to the message and you are not obeying the message, what good is going to listen to a good message? Learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth.
Yeah.
Just listening, just always hearing, and ain't getting nothing to you, amen. No truth sinking in. You just listening to the word. What good does it do? So that's why I don't believe all that stuff when people come to me. We're going here because you don't feed me enough. I'm telling you what to do right. You ain't obeying that. If you obey that, you'll do good. But what about Revelation? I'm trying to reveal to you, you're in sin. That ought to be a revelation right there to know that you ain't doing right. You're sleeping around. You're going to hell for it. The Bible says you're going. Adulterous fornication, it's imminent. All that. He said you're going to hell for it. Well, you're still going to hell when you went to Jake Church tonight. Homosexuality, you're still going to hell for it. What I said or he said, what's the difference? But the thing of it is, you're not serving God, you're serving people. You went there for the preaching and not for the word. The people that have been in here, they're gone somewhere else, still doing the same thing, ain't quit. Still partying, still drinking, still fornicating, still sleeping around, ain't changed. But they're a better church. They say they're the church and the man's anointed over there. He ain't broke nothing on you yet. You ain't been loose from nothing yet. You over there, you ain't been loose from nothing yet. Your life don't look no different to me. You might have a different talk, but your walk ain't changed. Come on, somebody, amen. I said your walk kind of change. Not your talk change. Not knowing a lot of scripture, but are you walking out the scripture that you do know? See, that's our problem today. Ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Ever learning. Getting all this knowledge. And I showed somebody, they said, Eli, when Samuel was born, I'm going to quit him just a minute. When Samuel was born, he went to a priest named Eli. Eli was a fat man. Amen. First Samuel. Eli was a fat man. And being that he was a fat man, that means he was a fleshly man. He was a man that wasn't walking in the spirit. He was walking in the flesh. That's why he was fat. Amen. But Samuel said unto that man, that man didn't teach Samuel to hear him. That man taught Samuel to hear God. Come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Amen. You have to be taught how to hear God from yourself. Not hearing the man, but hearing God, amen. Your ears have to be open to the word of God, amen. Not the man, but your ears have to be open to the word. If you listen to the word of God, start to learn how to hear God, boy, regardless of the man. I'm trying to tell you, no matter where you are, if God put you there and there's a man of God there, God will grow you up no matter where you are if you listen to the word of God.
Amen. I read that. Amen.
It's not the person, it's you. Are y'all with me today?
Amen.
And my God shall do what? Supply all of your needs. Let's get through, Sister Paige. Verse 13. Just go up to verse 13.
I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Come on, say, I can do it.
I can do it.
I can do all things, baby. There's nothing that I can't do. Through God that strengthen me, because what? If I'm weak, God will make me strong. Amen. Come on, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm weak, if I'm empty, God will fill me up. Amen. Come on, sometime. That's the kind of God he is. Amen. If I'm empty, he'll fill me up. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. If I'm entangled in something, he'll bring me out of it. Amen. He'll get me loose from it. Amen. If I'm in bondage, amen, he'll set me free. Amen. Because it was God that brought me out one day. You know, I was entangled in sin one day, but it was God that brought me out of it. Amen. I'm trying to tell you, whatever it is that you're into, you got to have enough confidence that God will bring you out of it, amen. He'll bring you out, amen. Come on, amen. He brought you out of the back street, amen, to the front street, amen. Got you out of the back seat to put you on the front street, amen. He brought you out of the world of sin and put you to where you are now. If he did that for you, how much more will God do for you than what he's already done?
That's right. Amen.
Even when you wasn't saved, he was there with you. Hallelujah. And when you look back and start thinking about the thing that you could have went through, that could have happened in your life, you ought to be the first one to praise God. Amen. You ought not to let other people tell you how to praise your God. Nobody else knows where God brought you from but you. Amen.
Amen.
When we say God brought us from a mighty long ways, amen, you know where God brought you from. Amen. And you ought to be able to give up and give a testimony and give some praise about where God brought you from.
Yes, amen.
Not where I came from, but where you came from, amen.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get here where you got? It was God that brought me here, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. He brought you out of the club, amen. You know you was in the club,
yes,
amen.
Yes.
Out of you. And what do they do now? What they call it? Now, stop you from twerking, amen, and start you to praise your God. Amen. I'm trying to say, God brought you out, amen. Amen. Y'all know y'all was twerking and all that stuff, amen. God brought you out of it, amen. Come on, amen. And now you want to dance for Jesus now, amen. You got a new step. He put a new step in your walk, amen. Hallelujah. That's what Jake said. What did Jacob say? You know, when Jacob wrestled with the angels all night, they hollered Jacob back. And they said, Lord, Jacob, where you been, man? He said, oh, man, I've been entangled with the Lord. He said, yeah? Well, why you limping then? Yeah, I sure want to be in there with God. I come out limping. And Jacob said, yeah, but he changed my walk. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. If you come out limping when you've been in wrestling with God all night, he'll change your walk, amen. Come on, amen. I say God is in the business of changing your walk, amen. You don't go where you used to go, amen. Your foot don't turn into places it used to turn for, amen. You keep on walking by things that you used to stop at, amen. I'm trying to say God will change your walk, amen. Not only change your walk, but he changed your talk. What is it? I don't say what I used to say. Some of us don't. Amen. I don't cuss like I used to cuss. Some of us don't. Amen. We still doing it, amen. We ain't got rid of that. Fresh water and bitter water still coming out the same fountain. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. We need to get saved, amen. Get that tongue. No man can tame the tongue. But God can tame that tongue, amen, and stop you from cussing like you used to cuss, amen. Come on. You can change it. Because all of it comes out of pride to defend yourself. Keep people off of you. You know how we used to be. Negro. I would blow your head off. I'm going to say Negro, amen. I blow your head off, amen. Y'all know how y'all used to talk, amen. I'm trying to be nice with the words that y'all used to say, you know. Amen. Yeah, S-O-S? S-O-S. What does that mean? Well, whatever it is, amen. Praise God. Oh, that's what it is. Well, whatever it is, whatever the words y'all used to use, amen. Amen. Well, we used to use those words, but you see, you got saved, God tamed that tongue. Stop you from saying those things. I don't use those words no more. Not really, but amen. Those were just words that, I don't know, I was unsaved, but I didn't use them, but I used everything else, though. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Come on, it's time to quit, y'all. I'm just having confidence in God's provision. Hallelujah. When you have confidence in God's provision, there are things you will start doing that you don't normally do now.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you become confident in God.
Mm-hmm.
I know God's going to bring me through it. I know God's going to reward me for it. I know God's going to bless me for it. I know God's going to uplift me for it. So you're confident in that. And that is why I do the things I do. And that is why I get blessed the way I get blessed. I don't worry about it. I said, well, he ain't going to pay you back. I don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. When you do something for somebody, and then don't worry, God said, don't worry about it. I'll take care of you. Okay, God, I got you. Why? I believe in the reward, amen. I believe whatever I let go out is coming back. One form or another is coming back. Might not always come back the way it went out, but it's coming back. Amen. He rewards. So you can't do this unless you believe in a reward. Amen. You can't help a poor man unless you believe in the reward. You can't give to the poor unless you believe in a reward. Amen. So you got to believe God's going to reward. Somebody said, well, I do things and I don't look for nothing back. Well, I look for something back.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about, amen. I ain't just looking for you to give it back to me, amen. I'm looking for God to give it back to me. See, that's the difference, amen. I expect a miracle, amen. Hallelujah. I expect if I sold something, I'm going to get something back. But what if I look like going out planting I got a 50-acre field. I'm going out there planting 50 acres, and then I ain't looking for nothing back. You got to be crazy to think like that. I ain't looking for nothing back. I am. I go sow 50 acres, I'm looking for a harvest. Praise God. Amen. I got 50 acres of corn out there. I'm expecting a harvest. Ain't going out there to plant no corn and ain't looking for nothing back. Do that sound? No. We got a lot of people kind of, they say, but they kind of off a little bit, you know. They don't look for nothing back. I just ain't looking for nothing back from you. But I'm expecting something from God, amen.
Amen.
Because faith is what? I'm expecting something from God, amen. He rewards me. If I come to God, if I do it, I'm expecting reward from God. Let God be your rewarder. I want to tell you, if you give as unto the Lord, you would never be, discouraged. You'll never be discouraged if you give unto God. Never be. If you give unto people and man, they're going to discourage you. But as soon as you give that check, the pastor might go down there and buy him a suit with you. And you're going to get discouraged. But if you give unto God, you know God is the one going to reward you back for it. Amen. So I don't have no trouble giving because I'm not expecting you to give it back to me. My expectation comes from God. Amen. Always, whatever you do, make sure you do it unto the Lord and not unto people. God will reward you for it. Amen. When you help somebody, help them in the name of you. Whatever you do in word or deed, what did they say? Do it what? All in the name of Jesus. What? Hallelujah. Father God, thank you today. I pray, Lord, that something has been said today, Lord, that would help somebody in all that they're doing today. May they look unto you, Lord, that is the author and the finisher of their faith, O Lord. Lord, you started this thing by giving and receiving, Lord, and, Lord, you finished it by giving your own life, Lord, Lord, that we might be saved, Lord. You was bruised for our iniquity. You was chastised for our peace, O Lord. And by your stripes we're healed because, Lord, you took the beating. You took the blows. You took the bruises. You died in our place so we could live in your place. So we want to say thank you.
Thank you.
And we give praise in Jesus' name. Everybody might say what?
Amen.
If you like to sow something to this body here, amen. If you like to sow. Amen. You can send it to PayPal or Cash App at KLChurchIncorporated@gmail.com if you like to sow. If God lays on your heart to sow, sow a seed, amen. And I guarantee you, I'm not going to beg you for it. If you don't give as unto the Lord, keep it in your pocket. And I'm not bringing money. Because God loves a cheerful giver, amen. And so if you like to give as unto the Lord, send it to KLChurchInc@gmail.com or send it to Cash App, amen. Cash App, PayPal, KLChurchInc@gmail.com. And y'all send whatever you have, and we give thanks for whatever you do in Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Thank God for all of you that is online today. If you're online today, amen. And you would like to give something. I mean, you like to have a testimony, a prayer request. We're going to give you opportunity for it now. Amen. Who's going to be first today? Anyone online that have anything to say? Amen.
Yeah, I just want to say thanks to Lord for my life. Thank you, Lord, for letting me see another day. Thank you, Lord, for all the work that I've been through. Thank you, Lord, for my family. You know, I sent you my public testimony. I hope you looked at it. You know, did you see it?
I don't know whether we ain't looked at it yet, there, Brother Brian, but we'll try to catch it later here when we get out. Praise God.
Yeah, that's my family. We here got a little, we coughing, got a little cold up, and everybody's feeling too good, but praise God, we still alive.
Amen.
Thank you for your word. You had a strong word today, but like I said, you talk about these churches, the people they go to church. Yeah, I guarantee you, you got five, as you go to church with 20 people in there, maybe 10 to speak to you and 10 won't. People go to church. I don't know where they go to church, but man, they will look at you. If I don't know you, I ain't speaking to you. That's how people live today. You know, I've seen it. So praise God for you, Pastor, and you take care. God bless, and I will see you next time.
Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Anything you like to say? Amen. And if not, we're going to make an announcement. Amen. Don't forget about we on Monday through Friday at Holy Ghost Prayer Line, 774-220-4000. And access code 319-2020-pound, Monday through Friday, 10 o'clock our time, 8 o'clock Pacific time. Amen. 11 o'clock Eastern time, amen. Monday through Friday, come on in, join in with us, amen. We're always having a good time on the Holy Ghost prayer line. Don't forget about Wednesday night. We still have a little Bible study on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, same number as this today. Amen. Don't forget about Minister Ray. He's on Monday through Friday. Amen. At 8:30, our time. Well, we're going to call it his time, too, now, 8:30. Since he's here in Texas now, it's 8:30 his time. Amen. But I guess it'll be 6:30 out there Pacific time. And Brother Minister Ray be on Monday through Friday. 1201106 pound. You can join in on this line on Wednesday night, Monday through Friday, amen, in the morning, Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. Amen. Don't forget about it. Don't forget about it. We got Sister Alexandra be on 5 o'clock, our time, 3 o'clock, Pacific time, same number as this, 786-7473-POW. Amen. The Salt of the Earth on 5 o'clock. Got Brother Prevost. They've been had a revival on for a month or so now. That's 516-666-9967. I believe that's what it is. I don't know what it is, but my phone won't dial that number down. Amen. I can't get on that line no more unless I pay a penny a minute or whatever it is for it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We got some backup numbers.
Was that 843?
The backup numbers, I ain't got them with me right now, but I'll text them out.
Well, you're going to have to get some backup numbers because for some reason I was able to get that number for years, and all of a sudden now my phone tells me I'm not connected to that. I got to pay to.
Yeah, mine too. Mine too. I have to dial in a crazy way now too. It's crazy.
Okay. I thought I might have been the only one, but amen. Praise God. Anyone
but
else?
You can call out one of the backup numbers is this same number that you call in on to get to Pastor Page's line, except the access code is 299-299.
Oh, okay. 774 number. You can get to it at 299-299. We'll try. You wrote that down? 299-299. Write that down, 299-299. All right. Amen. Anything else? Anything else? Amen. If not, anybody needing a prayer for anything today? We don't want to leave without, if you need prayer for something today, anyone need prayer? Amen. Thank you, brother, for coming today. Amen. Thank you all for showing up today. Anyone need prayer for anything before we go? If not, amen. But Father God, we thank you for the line today and all that is on the line. Lord, may they be blessed and may they be uplifted, oh Lord, and may you move in their heart, Lord, to do even as the thing, Lord, you instructed them to do. And Lord, I thank you and give you praise for blessing the people and blessing all that's on this line. May their bodies be healed. May their souls be delivered and uplifted today, amen. Praise God. And may they be the heads and become the heads and not the tail, oh Lord. And, Lord, I bestow a blessing up over their lives today, Lord. May they be blessed going in, and may they be blessed coming out, oh, Lord. May they be the head and not the tail, oh, Lord. May they be above and not beneath, Lord. I bless your people today, and I give praise and thanks for them in Jesus' name. We just say amen as we dismiss from this line, but never from his presence. May glory, honor, and praise be in Jesus' name. Let everybody just say amen, 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 amen. See y'all next week.
Amen. I am his baby. That's to death. Buried, he carried more. Sins far away. But he didn't stop there.
You are the last party in the conference.
He justified. Yeah. Oh, y'all don't know this. Glorious.
Say that's gonna be a glorious day. Gonna be a glorious day. Yeah, glorious day. What time, yeah? Come on, yeah, yeah. Oh Lord Jesus, yeah. Oh. Turn to somebody and say, I got a feeling that everything's going to be all right. Oh. Yes. No, I'm looking at Bishop Paul Morton. He's up here tonight. Founder and presiding bishop of the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship. I can't sing this like Bishop Morton, but it goes something like this. If you know it, sing it.